This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, August 16th, 2006. I'm using the iRiver with the Madonna headset, so that's why it might sound a little different, because I'm too lazy to get the microphone shit out. I wanted to give up updates on the shit that's been going on with me lately. I know I could certainly get on Skype and have a conversation with somebody, but I just wanted to talk about some other shit tonight, because I'm obviously recording this late on Tuesday evening. Carpet update. You know, I've been going through this whole carpet issue with the flooding and the repairs and the insurance and shit. Well, it was a week ago today that the group of insurance people came in to assess my damage and write reports and take notes and ask questions and find more damage and so forth. Well, I was getting a little antsy because I'm like, I haven't heard from them. So I made an appointment to talk with the lady down in the business office, or the administrative assistant who's dealing with all this, to find out what the hell's going on. So I went down and met with her today. And she tells me, because basically I said to her, what should I be doing? Should I be finding a contractor to replace my carpeting? Should I be, you know, calling somebody, whatever? And she said, no, you should be waiting. Because, as it turns out, there was also another major flooding incident in our other building, because this complex has two buildings, and that one was a lot worse than this one. So these insurance adjusters had to take reports from, let's see, 4 condos in my building and 8 in the other building. So she said they're doing it all at one time, and this is going to take time to assess who's going to pay for what. Not me, meaning either the condo's insurance or this company that came in to do the cleaning up of it, because supposedly when they were cleaning up, they ripped the carpet in certain people's condos, and they think the insurance company thinks maybe the backing problems on the carpet was caused by the cleanup, not necessarily the flood. So there's some debate going back and forth with this. But she basically told me that I don't need to worry, that things are going to be covered, but it just may take time. So I just have to be patient, which is fine, because I really don't want to do anything right now. I mean, I just have to live with my carpet looking like shit. But what I did do was, after they left last week, I went around and kind of pushed it back in and cleaned it up and put some tape across the seams. I know it looks like crap, but at least it's not the fuzziness from the carpet's not coming off and getting all over the place. So that was, it just reassured or reaffirmed, whatever, that what I thought I should be doing is what I should be doing, and that's just waiting to hear from them. So I don't have to do anything. But she said, no, do not contact contractors, because they're not sure how they're going to deal with it, whether they are going to take care of it or I have to take care of it. I just have to wait and see. But I do know that I won't be having to pay for anything. And it sounds as though they're replacing all of my carpeting, not just the damaged carpeting in the hallway. So that's good. And speaking of contractors and stuff, I have decided to go ahead with that one contractor that I was dealing with to install the crown molding around my condo. I don't know if I went into details with this story or not, but maybe I did. I don't remember. But anyway, when the whole carpet thing went, well, first of all, I think I did talk about this, but let me review. When I moved into my condo and had the cable put in, they put the cable down on the floor, you know, right next to the floorboards, and ran it under the carpets. I think I did tell the story. Anyway, when the carpet was ruined, that was my incentive to move the cable up towards the ceiling, and then to have crown molding putting across, you know, at the top of the ceiling to cover up the cabling. So I contacted this one contractor, and he came in and gave me an estimate. And as I think I mentioned, I thought his estimate was very low. But then on Monday, I had another guy come in and give me an estimate, and his was considerably higher. Now, of course, me being the cheap person that I am, has decided to go with the cheap guy, and he's coming in today to do the crown molding. So what I had to do was go around and basically take everything off the walls and move all the furniture away from the walls and, you know, pretty much move everything so that he can have access to the walls. And he came over yesterday and I signed the contract and paid him. The way he's doing it, it's 50% up front and 50% at the end when the work is done, because he thinks it's going to be done in a day, which I'm really hoping it's done in a day, because I have other things going. So this guy's coming in today to do the crown molding. I really hope that he's a quality worker and does a good job. We will see. I guess we will see. Oh, and at the same time, contractors speaking, I know I wrote this down because I wanted to talk about this. God, I sound like I'm really tired tonight, and I really am. But anyway, on Monday, I went to, you know, because I also want to have my kitchen renovated. So I went to this company called Rico Kitchens and Baths, and I took all my measurements and the things that I want and everything, and I sat down with this representative, I guess he is, and told him everything I wanted, and he, you know, checked to see if they carry all those things, and sure enough, they do. And that he said he would call me and give me an estimate. Well, what I asked was, because I have two different style of cabinets that I want, and I asked him to do an estimate for one and an estimate for the other to see how much it would be. And he came back with one estimate, and it was really, really good. I mean, this is just for the cabinets. This is not installation or countertops or anything. It's just for the cabinets, just for the cost of the cabinets. It's only $3,000. And I'm like, damn, that is really good. So he has to call me back with the complete estimate for the entire job yet. So I'm still waiting to hear from him. I knew it was going to take a couple days because he's told me on Monday that I want to have solid surface countertops with an integrated sink, and he said that takes longer because they have to send that out to the solid surface people to have that estimate done. But here's the thing that I'm not too happy with. His company, it's a national chain actually, they do not do flooring. So I have to find out how this works. And also, I didn't ask the question about demolition and removal of the old cabinets. Oh shit, that's a question I need to ask that guy. So I'm just at the beginning stages of getting estimates and stuff, and I found a couple more companies I'm going to call and work on getting this done. But I'm telling you, I tell you right now, I do not like having to call and talk to and deal with contractors, because it seems like everybody's different. I need to find a company who will just do everything and I just pay them. So, yeah, because that's the other thing. This company that I talked to on Monday, they do work with appliances and sell appliances, but they're like really high-end appliances, and I don't want high-end appliances. I just want some basic, you know, a basic stove and a basic microwave. And he said, well, if you don't buy the appliances through us, then you have to, you know, deal with that yourself. I'm like, you know, that sucks. So that means I have to do the floor and the appliances myself. I would rather find one company to do it all. So I'm still on the search for that. So that's the woes with the contractors. And I am, you know, just, I'm getting a little frustrated with it because I don't have much time left in terms of free time to deal with contractors, because in another week or so, I have to go back to work. And I'm going to hate that. It would really be nice if I won the lottery in the next day or so and I wouldn't have to work. That would be really cool. But anyway, moving on to other things. Big Brother. Now, I'm not going to talk very much about Big Brother, but Big Brother 7, whatever, was on last night. And, you know, you heard Mark and I talking about it for a brief time. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Excuse me. You heard Mark and I talk about it on Tuesday's show, a little bit about Big Brother, and I said that I had been watching the feed and I knew who won the power of veto. Well, sure enough, exactly as I had predicted, Danielle, I didn't say this on the show, but I told Mark this, so he's probably hearing it and saying, yep, you did say that, that Danielle won the power of, oh, by the way, if you didn't want to hear that, turn off the iPod. Danielle won the power of veto, and she took herself off the block, and Janelle put up Marcellus, just as I predicted. Now, I'm going to have to watch the feed. I don't know when I'm going to have time, but I may be at tomorrow, and see what the talk is about who's going out. But I think it will be Erica, and Marcellus will stay in the house. So that's the update on Big Brother, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So moving on to other things. As you may or may not have heard, the Podcaster Awards were announced yesterday, and Ramble Redhead Show was up, and some others, and Ramble didn't win. So, Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win the Podcaster Podcasting Awards. I don't even know the name of it. I didn't really follow it. I mean, I did vote for him, but I didn't follow it. So, but of course, the one that you would have would have won did win, and I don't even have to tell you who that is because I'm sure you already know, and it doesn't surprise me a bit because, well, I'm not going to say why, but I just think that they I'm not going to go there. So anyway, the podcasting awards were announced, and Ramble Redhead did not win. Sorry, Tom. But speaking of podcasting stuff, I was reading on John Ong's comments in his about one of his shows where he talked about gaining a larger audience, and I believe it's Adam from the previously done Krebs Cycle. I think it's what it is. He used to do a podcast called The Krebs Cycle, but I believe he's changed his podcast to something else. Now, I really wish I knew, but I can't remember. Anyway, he had left a comment on John Ong's thing about, he read this article about statistics and podcasters, and I saw that, and I wrote him an email saying, please send me the same link, because I'd like to read that article. And sure enough, he did. So thank you, Adam. I appreciate that very much. And by the way, Adam has a blog, and I believe that that's his podcast is this too. It's called This Boy Elroy. So check that out. Anyway, he sent me this article, and it's from MarketWatch. And basically, the headline says, average podcast has 35 subscribers. And that's from FeedBurner. And can I just read like a really brief little thing here? It says, FeedBurner said it's now managing feeds for 47,000 podcasts and facilitating delivery of 1.5 million episodes a day. 18 months ago, it was managing 6,000 podcasts. Now, where does it say? Well, it just says the average podcast has 35 subscribers. It says, some have one or two or three listeners, said Rick Clow, Vice President for Business Development at the Chicago-based company. Others, like 101 Users for Baby Wipes, which is a podcast, have more than 20,000. Another example is NPR's On the Media, which, according to Clow, boasts 16,000 subscriptions. Now, Leo Laporte's This Week in Tech, considered by some to be the most popular podcast, had about 260,000 downloads last month. Yeah, I'd call him the most popular one. But anyway, so the average podcast has 35 subscribers. Archer Radio, on average, has about 120 listeners, or subscribers, I should say. So I would say, according to this, that we are doing very well. And I would say that John Ong is doing very well, and he should not listen or worry about not having listeners, considering that the average podcast only has 35 subscribers. And that's why I know that John says this a lot, and I try to say it too, is to thank you to all of those of you who actually subscribe through iTunes, because that's kind of how they can get the statistics, because most people's feed goes through iTunes. So if you're listening to this and you don't do it through iTunes, you should subscribe through iTunes. Anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Moving on, I heard on the news this evening that there was a ruling, a Katrina ruling, as they're calling it, saying basically that insurance companies do not have to be held liable, or insurance companies don't have to cover wind-driven water damage, meaning that if they determined that some people's houses were damaged by water that was driven by the wind, they do not have to pay those people. Now, of course, this is very sad because much of the damage that was done to certain areas in New Orleans was done by wind-driven water. So that's a sad thing that those people will not be seeing, coverage or money from their damage. I think that's a sad ruling because it just means, again, big business, big companies make out and the little people lose out because the insurance companies should be paying no matter what the damage was or what was done. Of course, I'm not in insurance, so that's probably why I feel that way. Oh, you know, that just made me think of something else. Speaking of, I'm totally going backwards here. I was talking about Adam, who I believe is from the Krebs Cycle, but don't quote me on that because I'm not sure. I don't really know him and I haven't talked to him, but I just go through his link on John Ong's site. I went to his website and I saw this little movie on there that was posted that he found from somewhere else, the Zen. God, now I'm going to have to get up and go look on the computer because I'm sitting on the couch. Now let me see about this. Oops, sorry about that. Where did he find that? On his website, he says he found it on The Zen of Me. Bobby at The Zen of Me. Anyway, it talks about... the video is basically a montage of photos of people and different sentences talking up... oh my God, please excuse me. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I know people hate that. I'm so sorry. Sorry. Anyway, I was saying about this movie. First of all, go to thisboyelroy.typepad.com and check out this video. It's called We Are Among You, Boo. And it's basically a video about atheists and what people think about atheists, but yet what atheists have contributed to society. And towards the end, there's a quote from Carl Sagan that I think pretty much sums up how I feel about religion. Now, as you know, I've talked in the past about being an agnostic, but I kind of think that I lean now more towards atheism or atheists. It's kind of hard to say, but anyway, the quote says, this is from Carl Sagan, "It is far better to grasp the universe as it really is than to persist in delusion, however satisfying and reassuring." I think that's such a great quote because basically, with the way I understand it, the way my interpretation of that quote is that people of religion, people who need religion, people who use religion or need religion are delusional. They are not delusional. They are living in a state of delusion, thinking that something's real when truly it isn't. And he's saying, believe in the universe the way it really is, which means it's just stars, gases, planets, so forth. I just really like that quote. And I found that, of course, through Adam, this boy, Elroy. So thanks, Adam. You've been giving me a lot of stuff this week or today. Anyway, moving right along, I'm going to cough again. Excuse me. I got a little frog in my throat. I wanted to mention we did get a couple emails. I got a couple of emails from Henry. I think I mentioned yesterday from Narik, and I already said from Adam. And I got a voicemail through Gizmo from Special Delivery Mark, who is suggesting a topic for the boyfriend and I to discuss. And as I told him, I will discuss it with the boyfriend. And if he is so inclined to discuss the topic, I will record it. So thanks for the suggestion, Special Delivery Mark. Keep listening, and you can find out. And then, I think that's... speaking of comments from listeners. On the show Mark and I did on Tuesday about manly men, we got some relatively strong comments from people about manly men. And I want you, instead of paraphrasing them, I suggest you go to the website and check out. There's... I don't know that I would call it a debate, wouldn't call it a debate. I would call it people giving their opinions. And I believe the man who wrote the original article that Mark was talking about, or that Mark mentioned, wrote the final comment, that at least as of this point. So if you were at all interested in that discussion about manly men, go to the website and check out the comments, because there were some nice comments, and I appreciate all the comments from you guys. And finally tonight, I need to tell you that there will not be a show tomorrow on Thursday, because today, or this evening, I should say, I am going to the boyfriend's house, so I won't be at my computer to record anything or to upload anything. And we are going to a winery tomorrow, probably our last during-the-week winery visit this summer. We're going down to Richmond, which is about 2 hours away, so it's going to be an all-day affair, to a winery of a guy we've been, he doesn't own it. His wife's parents own the winery, but he works there in a major capacity. But anyway, we've been conversing with him back and forth through blogs, because he has a blog, and of course we have our wine blog, and we've been talking back and forth, and he's invited us down to visit, so we're going to go down, visit, do some video, do some pictures, of course taste his wines, and chat about wines. So we're doing that all day Thursday, so I definitely will not have a show for Thursday. And here's the thing, if we get back late and I just decide to stay at the boyfriend's house, that means there won't be a show for Friday either. So you'll just have to, that's all up in the air, iffy. So if we get back early enough and I'm back at my house, then I will do a show and tell you all about the trip to Richmond. So I think we will go ahead and end this show for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thanks for the comments, the voicemails, the emails, the MyChingo messages. And of course, as I've said before, I have the best listeners in the world. Thank you all so much. And God, I'm so tired. I think I'm just going to go to bed. But I got to edit this show. So anyway, boys and girls, remember, no show tomorrow. And hopefully you'll have one Friday. If not, have a wonderful weekend. So until next time, boys and girls, bye. I should rain.